New York City gives squatters free lawyers. Now, don't think of them as squatters. Think of them as tenants that have not had a lease, don't have a lease, don't have a current lease. Yeah, those people too are going to get free legal advice in New York City. Let's get into it. Here we go. Residents in New York City who are accused of being squatters can qualify for free legal assistance, a housing lawyer told Newsweek on Wednesday. Some of this, I think, comes down to how do you self-identify? Do you self-identify as a tenant who is just outside of the box, just a scooch? Don't use that squatter word. Don't use that word. No, heavens no, you're not a squatter. You're somebody who occupies a home that doesn't necessarily have the legal resources to protect yourself. Therefore, we're going to help you out. We're going to help you out. Don't worry. We're going to come to your rescue. Yeah. Don't say the word squatter. Yeah. We'll work around that. We'll get around that. Squatting has emerged as a top button issue in recent weeks after incidents in New York captured headlines, creating the impression of a crisis. We don't have a crisis. Why is everybody talking about it? Yeah. Remember, we're reading this from Newsweek. However, experts have pointed out that cases of people establishing residency in properties they have new legal rights to are rare. Everybody always talks to, all right, but we can use adverse possession. If you've been in there for a long time and you've been paying the taxes and you openly and, you know, just been using it, you can get adverse possession. It's super rare. The law is so specific on what it takes to take a property from somebody on adverse possession that it doesn't happen very often. It just doesn't. Now you might be thinking about, well, what about eminent domain? It's when the government takes it for, you know, for the betterment of society. They take your house. They're supposed to give you just compensation. But yeah, it's the government, right? But with the whole squatter issue, these are people just breaking into people's homes illegally, trespassing, and then staying. Even when people are saying, get the F out, get out. Yeah, that's what's become the big deal, is that you've got so many cases of actual squatters that it is a crisis. So Newsweek, you're just trying to downplay this whole thing. So asked if someone accused of being a squatter with an eviction hearing in New York City qualifies for free legal assistance, Ami Shah, the deputy director of citywide housing at Legal Services New York City, said, yeah, they do. I mean, why wouldn't they? This is New York City, right? And you don't have a lease. You don't have any legal right to be there, but you're still in the home. Oh, we'll defend you. No issues. What are the charges? We'll help you out. We know that you identify as a legal tenant. So we're gonna work with you based on that. That language is very laden, and we're seeing more and more landlords claim people are squatters. And as soon as you look at the facts and the law around their possession of that apartment, in fact, they do have legal rights. Okay. All right. But we're talking about squatters. We're talking about dirty, stinky squatters, right? They've just come in off the streets and bashed a window open, let their smallest member of their crew in through the window. Hope you don't get cut. And away they go. That's what we're talking about. And there are so many instances of that because people who outstay their welcome, though, are also squatters, like Dirty Sang Kim here in Bellevue. He's dirty because he's doing the landlord dirty. He's not paying him, and he's not getting out when he says he's going to. They come to these agreements, an NGO pays the guy's rent in full. I mean, literally, at $88,000, that guy is straight up a squatter. He may have had a lease before, but who cares? If you don't pay for a long time, it should be legal to grab him by the scruff of the neck and just kick him to the curb, right? Oh, we can't do that. It might be a civil rights violation. Yeah. Shaw's examples include someone who has lived in their mother's apartment, who has passed away, or has been a resident on a property for a long time, but is accused of being a squatter. We're not showcasing those stories. That's not the type of stuff we're talking about. We are literally talking about somebody going out of town or somebody not living in town that inherits the property from their parents. And the squatters don't give a rat's ass. They just see a vacant home and say, hey, let's just squat this thing for as long as we can. Doesn't matter how long it is, because it's better than sleeping on the streets. And oh, hey, it's New York City, so we can get some free legal help. We can just tie this bad boy up in court process for months, if not years. And that's literally what's happened with Jimmy and Dirty Sang Kim, the tenant that's turned into squatter that refuses to pay. I mean, those are the kind of scenarios you've got going on. We need to have some laws on the books to get that squared up and fixed, but we don't. This is the state of Washington, so we are completely pro-tenant here. Right? There's landlord laws. What's that? They have a right to possession, and they have a right to an attorney when they're accused of being a squatter. Even at the end of the day, if they don't have legal rights, they should theoretically be eligible for legal representation. No, they shouldn't. They should be thrown out onto the streets, period. That's what you get. You trespass on somebody's property, you get tossed out on your ass. That's the way it should go. But that's not how it's going. Now, these squatters lock the doors. They change the locks. It's horrible. It's horrible because they know the law is on their side. And why not take advantage of that legal disparity? Let's just go live in whatever house we want. And it's from those type of situations that you get that kid from Venezuela, the little half-pint kid. It was screaming about, it's terrible, persecuting me, this isn't good. You know, nose is just running, it's just terrible. But what we're seeing in New York City, in fact, is that most people are not actually squatters. That term is used to create a connotation around a particular tenant. Yeah, people who have gotten there illegally and aren't paying their rent. That's a squatter. Any other variant of that, they're still a squatter. In such situations, those residents can get legal assistance. Yeah, we're not talking about most of those folks. That's not who we're here talking about. New York City has a right to counsel, so it's free for all eligible tenants, Shaw said. Yes, and it would be free. Legal Services New York City handles more than 26,000 cases a year, Shaw said. She told Newsweek that the term squatter has become an emotionally laden word and is being used by some landlords in situations that may not necessarily apply, and that most people in New York City are not actually squatters. Well, then, how come we keep hearing of so many stories of said squatters in New York City? Why is that a thing? Why is that ongoing? Oh, yeah, it doesn't really fit our narrative. Therefore, we're not going to really identify with that. Yeah, some of these people just need a leg up. They just need a little bit of help. It's become more of a catch-all term to encapsulate any tenant or any people that don't necessarily have a lease, but that does not mean they don't have the right to a lease. Well, if they don't have a lease, then odds are they don't belong there. You've got exceptions where somebody who's been living in a house for a long time, one of their family members, whomever who owns it, dies. They continue living there. Everybody else says, they're squatting in the house. They're squatting in the house. Okay, but that is not the vast majority of, you know, either the videos that we're watching or the news stories that are out. That's not what we've got going on here. You've literally got people breaking and entering and then staying beyond, you know, any reasonable time frame because nobody has given them permission to be in there. The phrase squatter has been used to create confusion, Shaw said. No, if you haven't paid your rent and you haven't left the premises, that makes you a squatter. That's pretty simple, isn't it? That's pretty basic. Yeah, when someone lived in an apartment with their family or friends and the prime tenant that was on the lease passes away, but they weren't related to that person but has lived there for a long time, then they have rights continuing remaining in the apartment, she said. Legally, they're not a squatter. They're the successor tenant. All right, call it whatever you want. I'd say squatter. That's what I would call it. Oh, so you're doing a little squatting. You're doing some squat activities. You're squatting. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Because to me, that's what it is. Shaw clarified in a follow-up email that this applied to rent-regulated apartments. In rent-regulated apartments, people who have lived there with family members can be successor tenants, she told Newsweek. Succession rights do not apply to unregulated apartments. Okay. So you've got to be legal and on the up and up, right? But that's, you know, so many of these cases, it's people who have had somebody just jump on in, no rights whatsoever to the property. That's what we're focusing on in general in 2024, because the others, They may or may not have a legal right to the property based on their payment history, based on their rent history. We don't really know. And if somebody has had a lease in the past, then that tends to, you know, goes on before a judge and the judge makes a ruling. It's just that it might take you a while to get to that point where you're sitting in front of a judge. The issue of squatting is being used to attempt to scramble those rights when the phenomenon is rare in the city. You know what? The phenomena isn't rare. I think what will be rare is for those squatters to be having money paid to them, because if they don't even have a lease, I don't even know if an NGO is going to take that on, right? So the term we've seen often used in order to try and confuse what's actually happening in New York City and make it seem like there are substantial squatter issues when in fact there are not, as well as to try and paint a tenant in a particular light, like they're doing something they shouldn't have been, that's also not the case, Shaw said. We don't see cases where people are in fact squatters very often at all. And I've been doing this for 9, almost 10 years now, and have never personally had a squatter case. Okay, well, that doesn't jive with all the homeless encampments and homeless tents that I've seen just walking around. Yep, there's some illegal shenanigans going on there. Yep, those people over there are up to no good. Again, shenanigans, I say. And then the people just right here, they're doing stuff, right? They're doing crazy stuff and they're taking advantage of the law, because in these big blue liberal cities, they know they can and they know that they can get away with it. And that's what they're doing. They're just totally working the system, completely working the system. Speaking of working the system, did you see the boy/female, whatever it is you want to call somebody who has maybe transitioned, or I don't know, maybe they're just a skinny high schooler. Well, there was a race in Oregon, track race, 200 meters, and a girl. I'll go down the right road and say a girl was allowed to race. Now, she'd been a boy before, but she, you know, strapped on that sports bra, got her shorts, just, you know, pulled her shorts up just a little bit, you know, as a girl would, and was out there just running like there's no tomorrow. 200 meter race. He was so far ahead of the competition. It was just embarrassing. It's like, okay, are you really going to go down this road? Why even bother having the girls train? Because they're going to come in second or worse every single race if they've got a dude in their heat. You got a dude in your heat, ladies? Unless you are, you know, some kind of world-class athlete, you're going to lose to the guys. And that's no fault on your own from training or anything else or genetics, because it's literally genetics. Somebody who goes through puberty as a male is going to be bigger, stronger, faster, all those physical traits that in track are a benefit. So it's just this video, Google Oregon high school track meet and trans. I mean, if I were one of those dads of those girls, I would be so upset. Because it's just, it's so ridiculous. Now, why do we have a boy competing against my girls in this race? Why is a, oh, because we're letting them. Yeah, we're letting them. That shouldn't be happening. Hard no-go. I'm a hard no-go on that. How about contact sports? How about if MMA, do you think they'd let a man compete in that sport if they're literally a small woman? Do you think that's going to, yeah, that is going to happen. And some woman is absolutely going to have her head taken off and the world will be shocked. Can you believe that happened? Can you believe that? Yep. No, I can, because you're letting trans athletes pretend that they're a sex that they're not and compete with the weaker sex. That's happening. That's happening. Very few cases when the girls transition into men and want to compete against other men. Right? That's just not a thing. Not a thing. But the male that are competing against the women, it's so wrong in so many days. Just like this whole ridiculous squatter issue. You know, if you're a squatter and you've illegally taken over a home, you should be arrested, number one, and you should be thrown in jail. You should be given a stiff sentence. But we're not doing any of that. We're just pretending. Squatters got rights too. Squatters are, you know, people, and we have a right to make them happy as well. No, throw them in jail. Give them a couple of years to think about their squatting. That's what I think is going to have to take happen. It's like all these people protesting, we're pro-Palestine protesters. We're really going to have an impact 7,000 miles away from, you know, Gaza. And they're out there shutting down traffic at SeaTac. So stupid. We were watching, this was, a Monday, and I'm recording this to you on a Wednesday, so a couple of days ago. Literally, right before I cranked up this recording of this podcast, I was watching video footage of the protesters, the pro-Palestinian protesters. They're just all worked up. They're just really agitated. You know, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Until they make that happen, which is basically genocide of the Israeli people that are there now. But, you know, don't focus on that a lot. I mean, we're not taking it literally, or are we? Who knows with these protesters, right? Now, the protesters want to get rid of Israel because then they can take over their land from the river to the sea. Palestine will be free. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. All right. There's that. So then you've got Iran lobbing, you know, trying to get some drone strikes going against Israel. Now, that's not working out. The Iron Curtain is just doing its thing, right? So you've got all these scenario things going on. And getting back to the SeaTac one, we had traffic backed up so bad by these ridiculous pro-Palestinian protesters that pilots saw one video guy with his pilot hat on. He's got his luggage and he's like he's getting to his airplane. He's getting to his gate because traffic is backed up so hard with these people. This is into a federal airport. I think it should be made a federal offense if you hold up traffic and you do not have a permit. Because who in the world is going to issue a permit? You want to block off Interstate 5 going through Seattle? That's fine. What could go wrong? I mean, literally, summer of love. What happened? You had one protester. And kid came onto the on-ramp when freeway wasn't shut down. And boop, boop, killed one person and another protester. Yeah, they got injured. So that kind of thing, that is going to happen when you allow protests onto a major interstate. You should not be playing grab ass. Yeah, you had these, you know, you've got these videos of these pilots just booking it from where they were, wherever their car dropped off. And they're kind of shuffle jog because they've got their luggage that they're dragging behind them. I think if you stop traffic like that, that should be a federal offense. I think minimum 5 years in prison. Does that seem a little harsh? I don't care because so much of this stuff, the squatting, the, you know, the protesting, it's ridiculous. It shouldn't be happening. It's just large scale shenanigans that should not be happening. But, you know, you've got these city officials like down in San Francisco, there was not one word said about the protest down there. And I think that was also the airport as well. I can't remember which city was which, but it was one of those situations where on Monday you had a handful of airports shut down and no permits were pulled for any of this stuff. So you've got shenanigans just left and right, and those are going to keep going because nobody is stopping them. And my point to making this comment is, yeah, the leadership in San Francisco is like, oh, yeah, we had just, you know, pretty normal, just, yeah, somebody shutting down the freeway. It's somebody shutting down the airport. You know, freedom of speech. Yeah, but you're literally disrupting people's lives in a way that is not conducive for the fabric of society. Outlaw all that stuff. Give people jail sentences. Make it a federal crime. Put some teeth back into the laws, right? Allow police to do their job. So many small things that we could be doing to make our community safer, but we're not doing that because, you know, racism. That's the catch-all, right? It's the catch-all. Well, this one disproportionately impacts members of this community. Therefore, it's, you know, we're not doing that. We can't have that. And everybody's got to get some free legal advice. Yeah. How many people do you think are actually going to see this topic of headline? Very few. Because most people want to live in a bubble and not recognize that so much of this stuff is happening. Bipping? What's that? Never heard of it. Yeah, right? I mean, so much of that going on. Well, that's the instance when there is a break-in in progress and they bash your window out. They haul your stuff out before you can even have the traffic light turn, right? So much of that going on. Shouldn't be happening, just like this storyline today. Squatters getting legal fees. This is exactly what's going on throughout the United States, and specifically in blue cities where they've got these laws on the books that protect the tenants 110%. But the landlords, oh no, we're not doing that. I mean, you know, those landlords, they've got the upper hand here. They are the oppressors. Everything gets put into that type of lens to see the world. Ah, you've got the oppressed and you've got the oppressors. No, you've got squatters that are doing something illegal who should be kicked to the curb. And if they do it in a way, they're squatting in a way that's harmful enough, let's toss them in prison. Let's just toss them in prison. That's what we should be doing. That is what's reasonable. Those are not shenanigans, but that's not what we're doing in 2024. Oh, you need some legal help with that, with your squatting situation? All right, here we go. Yeah, that's where these things are just completely upside down and backwards. To have a story like this, oh yeah, squatter, you betcha, get you some legal help. How can we help you? How can we help you squat even better than what you're doing today? All right, that's it for me in this one. Thanks so much for being here. Love to have you subscribe, hit that like button, all that good stuff. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.